I do some of my best praying in cemeteries. Something about a cemetery that brings me quickly to the things that are important, starting with loved ones who have gone before us, but then also realizing that someday I'm going to be there as well, which gives me a much better perspective on my life. And it's in the cemeteries that especially my grandma taught me to love as a little kid that I feel that connectedness to those who have gone before me and to God. And so when I really need to do some serious praying, I go to St. Mary's Cemetery in Appleton, the future site of my body, and I pray there. The other place where that happens in an even deeper way is at Mass. Because it's here at Mass that we know that that connection that we have with God who made us and who never gives up on us is so very real and so very present. And it's here at Mass that all the saints and the angels are with us as we pray, worshiping God, glorifying God. And it's here at Mass that every time we gather for Mass, we pray in a very specific way for those who have died. That's the one thing that we can do for those who have died, is to pray for them on their journey into eternal life. They rely on us for our prayers on that journey. That's our gift of love to them, our prayers. And so today is a reminder that hopefully every day we pray for our loved ones who have died, those who are part of our lives, part of our families, as well as those who have no one to pray for them, the poor souls, all the faithful departed, knowing that someday we hope that someone will pray for us in a similar way. And when our loved ones, if they choose to be with God, reach paradise after God has cleansed them of anything that's not of Him, of any sin, then they join those saints in heaven. And the process is reversed. And they pray for us. Let's remember then how important it is to be here at Mass. For it's here that we're the most connected to our loved ones. It's here in a very tangible way that we remember that our connection ultimately is Christ. Is God. That's the connection that binds us into eternity. And so let's allow our prayer for those who have gone before us to strengthen our faith now, to inspire the way we live our lives now, lives of faith, lives of love, lives of putting God first, lives of remembering what is most important.